Why should a young person in Utah make the career decision to become a teacher? The rewards include respect in the community and an opportunity to have real influence in the lives of children. The pay, on the other hand, might be encouraging some to choose another line of work. Utah Foundation published a study in April looking at pay rates for teachers across the state and around the West. Just what are we doing in Utah to make the teaching profession more attractive and to keep teachers in the classroom? This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. The average salary for a public school teacher in Utah is $47,604 a year. That's about 21% lower than the national average. Among the eight states in the Mountain West, Utah has the lowest average salary. Those levels are discussed in detail in Utah Foundation's research report, Apples to Apples, How Teacher Pay in Utah Stacks Up to the Competition. But the average is just a starting place in understanding the relative value of a teacher's salary and benefits package compared to other states and across districts within the state. Utah Foundation President Peter Reichard discussed the report on KSL-TV's Sunday edition.
If you just look at averages, we're not doing too well. We're below not only the nation at large, but also all the other mountain states. However, you can't just look at the averages. You also have to look at things like when you account for experience levels and education levels, also cost of living. You know, we're right in the middle in terms of cost of living. So when you account for those things, we're actually close to the middle of the pack for the mountain states. So you think, well, we must be doing great, right? Well, there are a couple of the other challenges we face. One is we have a very fast-growing state, so we've got to accommodate a growing pool of students, so more teachers. But then we've also got a booming economy, and so there are other alternatives to teaching. And we've seen the numbers of people that are coming out of the teaching programs decline precipitously over the past couple of years, and those are the people who are most likely to stay in the profession over the long term.
Utah Foundation Vice President and Research Director Sean Tigan is the primary author of the report. He says one of its key findings is that fewer students in Utah's colleges and universities are choosing teaching as a profession.
Of the roughly 3,000 positions that are open for new teachers each year, those are not being filled only with people coming out of college, because colleges are putting out about 1,500 new teachers per year through their teacher training programs. So you've got 1,500 teachers who are coming from other places. Not to say that they're not qualified, not to say that they're not great teachers, but you're less likely to have a nice, robust supply of highly effective teachers if you're not producing them at necessary levels out of colleges in the state.
Utah State Senator Lyle Hilliard has represented Logan in the Utah legislature for almost 40 years. Teacher pay and preparing new teachers have constantly been on the legislature's agenda. He says there have been lots of ideas for keeping teachers in the classroom, as well as persuading them to make education their course of study.
We've talked in the legislature, at least I have, about doing some type of bonus. After 4 years, there's a bonus. After 8 years, there's a bonus, so that we can keep teachers here for at least 10 years. And that way, at the end of 10 years, they're probably either going to stay in teaching, they like it, money won't be as much of a factor. But that's only one of many.
How about forgiving student loans? Has that been discussed?
We've done that. It's called the T.H. Bell Scholarship. Mm-hmm. And we do that. And I know there was a bill this last session to forgive it, even if you left the state of Utah. The T.H. Bell Scholarship gives scholarships to students in education, and then I think they have to stay 4 years after. If they teach 4 years in the state of Utah, their loan is forgiven. If they leave before that 4 years is up, they have to pay a pro rata of it back into the fund.
The T.H. Bell Scholarship can help about 400 aspiring teachers at a time. The Utah legislature decided to raise its base funding from $1.5 to $1.8 million in the 2019 session. Hilliard also points out, while the legislature provides billions of dollars to Utah's public schools every year, local school districts also provide a large proportion of total funding, and that's where the discrepancies between different district pay scales come in.
There is a problem in Utah in how property taxes are divided up, and that's just because of the location of the property. I have a good example in my district. Logan has more business property than the county does. The county has a lot of homes, a lot of farm belt. So the amount of money we raise in Cache County for our students is much less than in Logan City. So we're trying to address that as best we can, but I'm told by our people that every one of these school districts have headroom, which means they could raise their own property tax if they wished to spend it on teachers. And like they tell me, people get mad when we do that, so they want us to do it. And I said, I don't get too many calls thanking me when I raise taxes for you local districts. Local districts allocate the money for salaries. They decide that.
Hilliard and many other legislators support the idea of higher pay for teachers in some hard-to-find specialties, such as science and math, along with paying teachers more who demonstrate a higher level of performance in the classroom. That doesn't sit well with Heidi Matthews, the president of the Utah Education Association. She cites the example of her husband, who teaches physics in the Park City School District.
A couple years ago, Park City High School received the governor's award for having the highest number of students pass AP tests, and he was asked to receive the award and say a few things. So they convened a, you know, big assembly, and he brought him in and he said, yes, you know, we as AP teachers, we are so proud of this. But students, the person that you need to be thanking right now is your kindergarten teacher. And your first grade teacher who taught you how to read, and your third grade teacher who introduced you to the concept that made you motivated, or your school librarian who opened up the doors of reading and curiosity. We just get, as AP teachers, he said, you know, we get you after years and years and years of you having fantastic teachers who prepared you for this success. But we can't take all the credit. And that's why we can't divide those things up. Sure, science teachers and math people they have a market value, but our students aren't markets. And a kindergarten teacher is an incredible, it can set the course for a student for the rest of their life. I think that's where the business model just falls flat when you're talking about education.
Considering the market for teachers, though, is apparently what's motivated the Canyon School District to propose raising its starting pay to $50,000 a year, as well as providing a $7,600 raise to every teacher on its staff. The research and planning group Envision Utah is convening a group to look at pay raises and other strategies for attracting and retaining classroom teachers in Utah. CEO Robert Groves spoke to the issue when he joined Peter Reichardt on KSL-TV's Sunday Edition.
What we're attempting to do is bring together leadership from the Senate, from the House of Representatives, from the governor's office, from the education community, from the business community, and a philanthropic community, and look at what in this market environment should we be paying first to attract great students into teaching, retain them as teachers, and then to reengage them later in their careers if we want. So it's a fast-paced, four-month program, meeting once a month with lots of work in between to say, can we narrow this band? Everybody says teachers are underpaid, but where do you actually peg the numbers? What would you actually pay as the starting salary, the median salary? What does the curve look like over time? To start to ask the question, if this is what we want in Utah from education, what do we want the teachers to be like, and what do we have to pay to get those people?
Heidi Matthews imagines a future where that question has a satisfactory answer and what that would mean to Utah communities.
I wish that everyone could see what I see when I walk into a school and I see these teachers giving their hearts to their students every single day. Every single day. And they earn master's degrees. And they go to school or have second jobs in the summer. Or they donate plasma and, you know, work at a restaurant in the evening so that they can do this job that they love. And I wish that people could say, you know what if our teachers were given the respect and the salary and the conditions, the class sizes, and the supports that they needed to be able to do the best possible job that they can do with our students, and how our state could just flourish.
The Utah Foundation research report, Apples to Apples, How Teacher Pay in Utah Stacks Up to the Competition, is available on our website at utahfoundation.org. The report received grant support from the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation and the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan, nonprofit research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to produce objective, thorough, and well-reasoned research and analysis that promotes the effective use of public resources, a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. Utah Foundation seeks to help decision-makers and citizens understand and address complex issues. Utah Foundation also offers constructive guidance to improve governmental policies, programs, and structures. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.